Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Beatrice, thank you for coming in. Please don't sit down.
I got it, sir.
I have a work order for you. I'm afraid we're running low on security personnel. I'm not sure why.
Oh, I fell into a ditch. Oh, no. I'm done for.
Rodriguez, there's a chasm blocking our path.
But the map says there's no chasm, so I think we should just keep going and hope that the...
Well, you're the driver.
Oh, no, there was definitely a chasm!
Oh, it's the last time I trust you, Rodriguez! Terrence, Peter, look out. That large bird thinks that we're its chicks, and it's swooping us away!
How could you possibly know that that's what it's thinking?
All right, just going through the forest here, nothing to worry.
Sorry, Johnson, I think we should check our guns again.
All right, well,
wait, where are you pointing at?
Oh, no, sorry, God!
Johnson, What happened to Lopez?
Hey, has anybody seen all the guns?
I'm still alive! Please, what are you...
A2, Johnson.
Well, that's sorted.
Beatrice, I need you to head out to the hydroponics with engineering today.
You want me to take the hover cart all the way over to hydroponics?
You're gonna walk. The hover carts are all in use. But there is a directive from yourself, head of security, that no work groups should be going out without someone from security in a red shirt. The red shirt's from me.
Sir, I am director of security, and I think I should stay here to manage.
You are the only person left, so I am giving you a direct order to head out with this next work.
Sir, there are still some troops that we could recall back who are scouting. I mean, currently we could have someone else go out and I can call Johnson back. He has a great rapport with all of the other scouts. I mean,
sir, just wanted to report the security personnel were taking too long, so we have arrived at the base for the hydroponic farm, and we will be beginning work immediately. Over and out.
I'm sorry. sorry, Bartholomew. This is Director Tinsley. There will be no work started until security arrives. Over.
Director, work has already begun. This is pretty well a runaway train at this point. I'd say we'd best just carry on. If you can't send anybody, don't worry.
Bartholomew, we are sending a security personnel immediately. You are not authorized to do work without security in proximity.
I'm very aware of my authorizations, Director.
Was that sarcastic?
No, I'm aware of them.
I was asking Beatrice.
I guess there's some...
I really can't tell with him when he's being sarcastic and when he's not.
Well, I guess to be safe, I have to go. I have to go.
Great.
there.
Uh-huh. Yep, the hydroponics building is brand new. You can't miss it. It's a couple hundred yards from the command center.
Okay, sir, I will go. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Beatrice.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, okay, okay. Come on, Beatrice. Come on, come on. You're fine. You're gonna be fine. Let's go. Okay, I got your gun. Your red shirt. Walking out in the middle of nowhere with a stupid... Okay, okay. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. Just open the door. Just open the door. Just leave the base. Just open the door. Just leave the base. Just press the button and open the door. Press the button and open the door to leave the base. You are going... Press the button. Press the button. Just press it. Just press it. This is stupid. This is stupid. This is stupid. This is stupid. It's fine. I'm gonna be fine. Just press a button. Just press a button. Okay, quick. Well, maybe there's someone else you could. No, Beatrice, you are going. You are going to go.
You're going to go. It's going to be fine.
You sure we shouldn't be working, boss?
Schmidt has the nutrient feed in. We're gonna be fine.
Oh, wait, boss. You almost hit the button. No. She didn't do it.
You know what? $10 says she's not going to do it.
Oh, we're on. She's a red shirt. She's head of the red shirt. She's going. Oh, look, she's moving towards it.
Come on, Beatrice. Come on, Beatrice.
No, she's not.
No red shirt does the door dance like she does.
Come on, Beatrice. Come on. Ow. You hit yourself. Why do you think that wouldn't hurt? Of course it's going to hurt. You hit yourself. Okay, just go.
She just hit herself.
No, I don't think she did. Boss, there's no way she hit herself.
No, she hit herself, and then she like shook it off like she didn't expect it to hurt.
Boss, she just hit herself again.
Oh,
come on, Beatrice. Come on, you can do this. You can do this. Sure, everyone else that you've sent out has died, save for 5 or 10 people. But you know, you'll just train new ones, and sure, this is a weird world that you don't understand. But you can step outside the door. You were a scout once. You can be a scout again. Sure, that was when you were on Earth and you were just a forest ranger. But that doesn't mean that you are not prepared for this. Come on, girl. Come on. You can do this. I can't do it. Yes, you can. You can do it.
Boss, I'm just gonna give you the creds. I can't sit here any longer. I gotta go to the bathroom and do things. It's been an hour. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually working on a new theory. I think she might have an imaginary friend.
Yeah, boss. You spend so much time watching Beatrice.
I decline to comment.
He's got a good point. Bit of a thing going on there. He's got a good point.
Back to the plants.
Yo, boss. I'm going with the nutrient paste.
You know, if you don't do this, that Bartholomew is going to rub it in your face. You know he's there, and everyone's waiting for you. And it's been an hour. Come on, you can do this. And the more you wait, the worse it gets. Okay, that's it. I'm pressing the button. Okay, we're going to do it on three. 3, 2, 1. I meant backwards. I'm going to do it on three as in like 1, 2, 3. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, here we go. Psych it up. Here we go.
There you are, Beatrice. I'm sorry, Miss Brass.
Sir, yes. Hi, well, sir. Yes, hi.
Great job today. The crews made it back. Everything was great. Well done. I just want to commend you for a job well done. Really impressed. And you're still here making sure they've all come through correct and back inside in good order. Impressive work, Beatrice. Impressive work.
Uh, Thank you, sir. It's nice to know you keep such a close watch on us.
Yeah, well, you know, someone's got to stay here and monitor things, and I have good trust in my people.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Impressive. And your uniform is still perfectly pressed. Look at that.
Thank you, sir.
Really well done. Not a drop of dust on you. I wish everyone could just hold the standards that you hold. It's just impressive.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, Director. Oh, and Miss Brass. I just wanted to thank you for accompanying our team today. I think your hands-off approach was exactly what we needed.
Ha! I love seeing my team work well together. I'll see you all at the briefing room in the morning.
Dr. Bridges? Thank you.
Ms. Brass, you're welcome. And may I just say, the way the fluorescence hits your hair as you're contemplating the scourge of the button is very flattering.
Well,
see you in the morning.
Oh, God.
Please come in, Alberta. You can come in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna start laying some cables down.
I really want to thank you for helping me with my computer. I really appreciate it.
What was the problem?
Well,
you said you were having with your computer.
Yeah. Well,
I brought all these cables.
Well,
I brought like so many cables.
I think it's great you brought all these cables. I'm just sort of having trouble opening files.
Okay, just hold on to this cable first.
Okay.
Just gonna have to. This is a heavy cable job. Oh. How many files can you open at once?
Well, I've yet to figure out how to open one. I'm sure it's just something I'm doing wrong.
I'm probably gonna need to take your computer for a month.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Well, okay, that's fine. If you could just make it so it opens files, that would be great. So I could, you know, do my job.
Of course, Director. As Director of IT, it is my job to direct the direction of the internal technologies in their direction.
Yes, and if you could just, you know, not mention this to anyone, that would be great. Just between us, you know, small technical glitch, I'm sure.
Yes, no, of course. This is clearly a virus.
Ah, perfect, a virus. Yes, thank you.
Can I leave all these cables here? I really don't want to have to carry them back downstairs.
Well, no, but...
Thank you.
Wait, can I set these down?
No, you gotta keep holding on to them.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
And may I just say, it was Phil and Sean who introduced the premise that there would be a thing between us.
Yes! That was you two!
You're literally, you're doing it, but okay.
We're not, though!
What? Why else would you stare and watch someone and have a flirty back and forth?
Because he enjoys her pain.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears! Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons and Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English Teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab. I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.